folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McNamara program here, and I just want to finish up what I was saying about Ernie. My goodness gracious, folks. I mean, my goodness gracious. How long would it take us each week to dig out this information that we need to know about the treason and the tyranny that's going on in our Congress and our Senate and the White House? Ernie, God bless you, brother, and I ask our people to pray for you, pray for your health, so that they don't succeed in knocking you off by getting something in your body. Pray for Ernie's health, and also pray for him and his wife's safety, because I'll tell you what, folks, there's not a program on the net or not a program on the air that every week Capitol Hill Commando comes on with all the information we need to attack the enemy, to attack the devil and his minions, as Ernie's giving us. And so God bless you, Ernie. And I hope everybody will say a prayer for you, for your safety and your health, that the enemy will fail, absolutely fail, in removing you from where we need you, in the service of God and the Republic. God bless you, Ernie. Thank you. Wow. My goodness gracious. That's a quick hour, but my goodness, what great information it is, folks, and vital, vital information we have. Well, I just wanted to spend a little time on our latest Clear Eyes agent, Stephen, Kazmierczyk, Kazmierczyk, our latest Clear Eyes agent. I've heard from some of our people in the military and in law enforcement, and there's no question about it, this guy was a Clear Eyes agent for the federal government to go in and shoot up our schools again, folks, to cause the American people to finally revolt against private ownership of weapons. And that's what that was all about. He's a perfect candidate, folks. I want to share something with you here about the drugs. Drugs are very important, and if you go to our newsletter, I've got it here in front of me, issue 42.1, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, Spring 2007, you'll see a full report in there over about four pages on government's five easy steps of to creating a mind control assassin out of anyone. You and me too. Yes, even you and me could be turned into a Clear Eyes assassin, mind control assassin by the federal government. It's very easy to do, folks, and they're doing this all the time in Iraq. They're having even women today, they're doing Clear Eyes agent women that are wrapping themselves with explosives, even though they have families at home, children at home, and they take these women in, they take the men in, and put them in these CIA gulags over there, and they torture them, and they turn them into these Clear Eyes mind control assassins through hypnosis. And they go out and do these things, and they don't even know they're doing it. Mentally, they don't even know they're doing what this Stephen did a few days ago in the college. And so, and then they assassinate themselves, and then they kill themselves, shoot themselves, so that they can't not be interrogated. Of course, if you're a bomber, if they turn into a mind-control assassin bomber, you don't have to shoot yourself because you're blown to smithereens, and you don't even know you're doing it. So we're going to talk about that when we get back, and this guy, Stephen Kazmierczyk, okay, when we get back.
Are you talking? tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack Glam program, and I want to tell you that for those that are tuning in and don't know me, I'm a Vietnam veteran and also a disabled police officer now from the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix, Arizona. And I just want to throw that out there because I want to tell you this, that I'm going to share with you a small article here on the Illinois shooter, Stephen, and it's by a person, Mike Adams, the health ranger, who I respect very much, but he doesn't know anything about Operation Open Eyes, the super secret government program that builds mind control assassins within just months, that'll go out and blow themselves up or go out and shoot school kids and then shoot themselves. And it's all for political reasons, all for political reasons that they build these mind control assassins. That's what they're doing in Iraq right now, folks, and other parts of the world. Building these, we got these CIA gulags, and they take somebody like you or me in there, but a lot of times Muslim people, and they psychologically, they hypnotize them, and they build them into a mind-controlled assassin, and they don't even know it. You know, they're out of their mind. Their minds are controlled, and they're literally sent in to blow up marketplaces, I heard today that 90 people were killed someplace. Wasn't it 90 people were killed? And we hear from our intel people and PSYOPs people that this is what they do. They build, and this is PSYOPs from the military and intel from the military, and they say that they build these mind control assassins to go out and blow up Sunni marketplaces and blame it on the Shiites, and then they build a mind control assassin to go out and blow themselves up in a Shiite neighborhood and blame it on the Sunnis to keep the civil war going over there. Okay? So here's what Mike Adams says, the health ranger. He says, I'm issuing a weekend email alert that tells the truth about the link between psychiatric drugs and every school shooting that has taken place in the U.S. in the last decade. And he's right. Here's the first section from the article posted today. It comes to no surprise that anyone who's been following school shootings all the way back to Columbine High Massacre in Colorado, every male, young male shooter has gone on a killing spree, and the U.S. also has a history of treatment with psychotropic drugs. And folks, who gives them psychotropic drugs? Psychiatrists. Okay, and so many of these psychiatrists today are PSYOPs agents, you know, and psy warfare agents, all right? And so he's been under the care of a psychiatrist and been given psychotropic drugs, typically SSRI antidepressants. These shooters have three things in common, all of them. The shooters are young males. The shooters exhibit a mind-numbed disconnect with reality, and that's exactly what they do in Operation Open Eyes, folks. Then I'm going to let you have a copy of this. I'll tell you how to get a copy of it when we're through today. The shooters have a mind-numbed disconnect with reality. The shooters have a history of taking psychotropic drugs. This latest shooting by 27-year-old Stephen Kashmirchak shares the same three factors. Stephen was considered a normal, undepressed person. According to press reports, he was considered an outstanding student and even received a Dean's Award for outstanding work in psychology. So what happened to Stephen's brain that caused him to snap and open fire on students in the college classroom? Psychotropic meds make good people do bad things. Now, remember, folks, Mike Adams doesn't know anything about Operation Open Eyes, our government's super-secret government program of creating mind-control assassins. Psychiatric drugs, of course, are well known to cause extremely violent thoughts and behavior in young males. This is actually acknowledged by the FDA and is found in the black box warning printed on the packages of such drugs. In Europe, the prescribing of many such drugs to children and teens are actually illegal. But in the U.S., no, where psychiatric medications have become the new medicine for American children. Nobody seems to pay attention to the simple fact that every school shooting we've seen in the last decade has been committed by a young male with a history of treatment with these dangerous mind-altering chemicals. Check here to continue reading this article at, and here's where you can read more from Mike Adams. Very, very sharp guy and knows a lot about medicine and so forth, so you should read him. It is www.naturalnews.com. www.naturalnews.com. Okay, thanks, Mike Adams. And folks, I want to get into our program here with our government's five easy steps to creating a mind control assassin out of anyone. Yes, even you and me. If they can get you into hypnosis, folks, you don't know what happens after that, because what they do, they take you in for 1 hour in hypnosis, and you'll think you're going to talk about your grandma or your past or something. There's some reason that they want to bring you in for hypnosis and say it'll be good for you. It'll really be good for you. And then what the psychopolitician, who is the psychiatrist, will do is plant a key in your brain. A key in your brain that when he lets you go that day, you wake up from hypnosis and you go home, and then he can ring you on the telephone and give a number or a name, a code name, and you will click right back into the hypnotic state immediately. And he will tell you where to meet him for further programming. And that's how it's done, okay? So they like to do this with people just like Stephen, who has been on drugs for years and years and years, and he has been on drugs for years and years and years. They like to do that because then you can always say, well, the drugs did it to him. Yeah, those drugs did it. You know, there's nothing to this Clear Eyes agent. You know, it was just he was whacked out on these drugs that caused you to go on killing sprees or kill yourself and others and so forth from time to time. And so that's what did it. And we just file that away as drug-induced massacre, okay? And the government gets the benefit of having this done with guns in our schools. And there's the government knows very well, folks, that if you walked into a nightclub and started shooting up the nightclub, it wouldn't have the effect as shooting our school children. Is there anything that rips your heart out more, folks, than the death of our children? Nothing. And is there anything that'll move you to make a decision in an area that usually you wouldn't have made a decision in, like the death of children, a lot of children out there, like taking your guns away from you, giving up your guns? Nothing. That's where they attack us, folks, with our children. Gunther Rusbacher, a CIA asset and former Australian intelligence officer, sent the original pieces of this article to his wife, Ray Lynn, in 1996. Because he was part of Operation Open Eyes, he knew all about it. Okay, he was part of making people these mind control assassins. In December of that year, 1996, Ray Lynn pieced together Gunther's many letters and published them. Several days before the government's Columbine shooting, a man from Austria. Came to California to meet with Ray Lynn and clear up some of the hard-to-understand passages in the original article from Gunther Rusbacher. The man said he was Gunther's boss in Austrian intelligence. Since Ray Lynn had never met Gunther's boss, the man provided information that only Ray Lynn, Gunther, and Gunther's Austrian intelligence supervisor would know about. The Austrian told her he had helped Gunther write the first part of the article on Operation Open Eyes that our government uses. The original article was handwritten by Gunther and sent to Ray Lynn in several different letters. Now, Gunther Rusbacher was in our prisons, folks, because he began to turn against the CIA and the criminal activities that he was a part of. Okay, so they put him in prison. That's why he's writing handwritten articles to his wife. The original article was handwritten by Gunther. The man from Austria said that he had personal knowledge of the five levels of programming, and that was a part of the article he had helped Gunther write. The second part of the original RM News article was taken from other letters written by Gunther alone. The man from Austria said he could correct only the part that he had helped write because he had no personal knowledge of Gunther's own mind control experiments and experiences, now nor how the United States used this method of mind control like Gunther did. Shortly after the Austrian met with Ray Lynn, the tragedy of Columbine happened. Ray Lynn now believes, as do a lot of intel people, that the Columbine killings were the beginning of the final push to take all guns out of the hands of the American people. Be back right after this break, folks, with more on how to control mind control assassins by our government.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I know people in intel and psyops agents, folks, and have for years. I had a top secret clearance when I was in the during the Vietnam War. Never got in country over there in Vietnam, but was back in the jungles, other places, working with intel people and communications, secret communication stations and intel people. And I know that our government was doing this, was creating even Clear Eyes agents back during the time of the Vietnam War, and they would send them in to do assassinations and then shoot themselves, and you could then blame it on some other party, not the USA, but blame it on another group of people in that county, or I'm sorry, in that country, and keep the war going. And, or to create wars and overthrow of governments and so forth. Very common. 1 month to the day after Columbine, another similar shooting occurred in Georgia, if you remember. Because of the methods and tactic used and other corroborating intel, it is strongly believed by many in law enforcement and the military that these killings are not random acts of teenage violence. It is believed that these school shootings are a planned, methodological, psychological attack on the minds of the people of America and against the freedom which is enjoyed but taken for granted by citizens of the United States of America. The method of attack on our children is designed to inflame anger and hysteria in the American public, and it does. The media whips up, the controlled media whips up the anger and hysteria, keeps it fresh in the American people's minds with continual and graphic around-the-clock overkill coverage and commentary of the dead and wounded victims, the pain and suffering of the families, and the traumatic scars left on America's children. This is all to mentally manipulate you into saying we need to give up our guns, folks. U.S. political leaders use the hysteria of the moment to blame guns for the problems in America's schools and America's children. In the heat of hysteria, Congress is pressured to pass more gun laws, restricting our rights to keep and bear arms. Some governments blame pre-selected terrorist groups or states for such criminal action against our children. Now, last year, you remember, folks, the Bush crime family, we heard from our intel people, were planning to attack our children in school buses and in schools with bombs and blame it on Iran. Okay, so this is what they're talking about here. It hasn't happened because I've asked everybody to be praying that the Bush crime family and the Cheney president of the United States, and he is the president of the United States behind the curtain, pulling the strings of the puppet, Boy George Bush, to pray that the Bush crime family and the Cheney crime family do not succeed in carrying off any more false flag bombings in America against the American people, against American children, or, as they've been talking about doing for some time now, using one of our submarines to blow up one of our ships over in the Persian Gulf, Strait of Hormuz, and sinking 5,000 of our brothers and sisters on that ship, the carrier, and blaming it on Iran. So I've been praying every single night for the last year and asking you to pray too every night that Bush and the criminal Cheney family are not able to succeed in carrying out another false flag bombing of America like 9/11 that they pulled off. And it hasn't happened, praise God. And so I hope you'll join me in prayer over that. But anyway, the hysteria and anger towards guns or groups propelled by the politicians and the controlled media continues to sweep across America after one of these shootings like happened the other day. No one in media or interviewed by the media is allowed to speak rationally on the subject of guns. Rational people are shouted down by talk show hosts, as in the infamous Rosie O'Donnell interview with Tom Selleck. Members of Congress who try to point out the fact that existing gun laws don't work because the Clinton administration and the Bush administration don't even enforce them are portrayed by the media as being on the take from the NRA. Well, I'm sorry to say, folks, the NRA has now joined the side of the anti-gunners. So the only two we have now that is good pro-gun groups in America, the NRA's been taken over a long time ago, matter of fact. When I left the NRA, when I was still a cop in Phoenix, I knew it had been taken over. And that happens to these large organizations, folks. The enemy comes in and takes it over, just like they've done to the NRA. But the only two groups we have left, national, large national groups, is Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and Gun Owners of America. All right, so look those up, Gun Owners of America and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and join those two organizations and get the heck out of NRA, because they're turncoat, they are now traitors, and are working to take our guns away from us. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Creating a mind control assassin out of anyone, yes, even you or me, if you go in and you have your psychiatrist do hypnosis on you, you could actually come out with a trigger planted in your brain, and then they can call you back in for reprogramming. And I want you to get this a copy of this Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, folks, before I continue so I don't run out of time. It's Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, issue 42.1, spring 2007. And it's got a lot of great articles in it, but one of the most important for today is to understand and to pass this around to friends and relatives, folks, that are thinking about taking the guns away from the American people now to stop the school killings, the school shootings, because it's all planned for that reason. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. The government creates a problem secretly and then comes up with a solution to solve the problem that the American people wouldn't have accepted had they not caused the horrendous problem. So the government goes in and kills the school kids with these mind control assassins that they create, and then the people come up and say, well, I guess as much as we don't want to, we're going to have to give up our right to keep and bear arms, just like they did in Australia a few years back. And praise God, most of the Australian people went and buried their weapons, and I know this personally because I was invited down by their police and military to speak to the police and military in Australia and New Zealand at this very time that there was going on. And the people told me that the vast majority of the people buried their guns so the government couldn't find them there in Australia. So people still have their guns, even though some people turned in the old, old guns that most of them didn't work anymore. They were so old, passed down by their great-grandfathers and grandfathers and so forth, and kept the good weapons for themselves, praise God. But anyway, that's the goal here. The children at Columbine and at the other schools across America, it is said, were killed by other children with those evil, evil guns. But they could just as easily have used machetes or bombs. You know, folks, that you weren't told this in the media. I don't think so. We didn't see it in the media. But there was about a dozen bombs at Columbine High School that they say these two boys brought in underneath their black jackets, black long jackets, which is absolutely ridiculous that they could bring these bombs. The one in the kitchen in the cafeteria was a huge bomb, and these two boys didn't bring them in during the school day underneath their jackets. But so they had government help, folks, is what we're talking about, and we've investigated that and found out that that's true. This was a government operation at Columbine High School. But the child killers used guns. They could have used machetes or bombs. If you remember, the man who drove his pickup truck through the window at Luby's Cafeteria in Killeen, Texas, used a high-powered rifle to murder dozens of people. Now, he couldn't just as easily have thrown a bomb through the restaurant window. The bomb would have killed more people than the gun, and the killer would have escaped alive unless he was a government Manchurian candidate, Clear Eyes agent, and was instructed to kill himself after he did it. But a bomb would not have helped accomplish the government's first step in the planned takeover of America. The first step is the elimination of all guns in the hands of the American people so that they'll make good slaves and can't resist. Many of the mass murders in the recent decade have committed suicide at the site of the killings, all in the five steps. The fifth step in mind control, building mind control assassins, is that you commit suicide after you kill these people so you cannot be interrogated by the police and the police find out anything. With the child killers dead, there's no way to trace back to its origin the mind control programming, the true cause of the killing spree. If these children have been programmed using the Manchurian candidate type of mind control that has been around since the 1920s and actively used since the Korean War, a trained psychiatrist can find mind control tracks. So you don't want to have one of your mind control assassins go in and shoot up the school kids and not kill himself. For the psychiatrist to do his job, he needs a live killer. He needs the cooperation of local law enforcement officials. The only way to stop these shootings is to make the public realize that Manchurian candidates do exist, and the kids who are committing these tragic crimes could well be victims of government mind control. And we truly believe that's the case, folks, because we've heard from our intel people and PSYOPs agents that this is what's being done to take the guns away from the American people. The purpose of the shooting is to inflame the public against guns so they can force Congress to pass gun control laws to take our guns. Once the guns are out of the hands of the American public, another twist in random mayhem will begin. More program Manchurian candidates will begin anarchy attacks on the public using bombs, knives, fires, Molotov cocktails, baseball bats, and any other item that can be used as a weapon. Anarchy will sweep the streets of the American of the United States. This is to draw you closer to government, folks. Government is your savior from the cradle to the grave. And if anarchy breaks out, which it is planned to do, just like in Iraq right now, with our private contractor mercenaries, murdering mercenaries, dressing up as Sunnis and going and blowing up Shiites, and then dressing up as Shiites and going over and blowing up Sunnis. Okay? They decided several years before the war with Iraq that when we went over there and bombed Iraq for their oil and for the international criminals who control Israel, the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews, they get the land, they get control of the land, that they decided that we would start a civil war over there. So this civil war has been planned and carried out. The public will be totally disarmed and unable to protect themselves in America. In England now, that the government has the guns, they're going after the knives. They're taking knives away from people out of their kitchens and off their persons. Therefore, the government will step in and become everyone's protector and big brother. We're here to help you. We're from the government. The government will do this by suspending the last threads of our barely surviving Constitution and Bill of Rights, declaring martial law, rounding up any complainers, dissenters, just like the hate crime or the thought crime legislation going through right now, Senate Bill 1959, folks, that you need to call tomorrow your senators about and say, do not vote for that thought crime legislation. Because that's what's going on here, folks. They're setting up martial law in America by taking away our freedoms. Uh-huh, that's right. They're going to be patrolling our streets with armed UN and NATO military when your guns are gone, instituting curfew and shooting anyone who disobeys any of the newly imposed military laws. In other words, a totalitarian government will take control, and if you oppose it, you will be sent either to the wall and be shot or to the gulag. If the school killing continue to escalate as we believe they will, remember this is 2007 that this was written, spring 2007, of course, that's exactly what's going on right now. Congress will be bribed, blackmailed, or threatened to pass the bills which will take away our guns. If martial law is declared at any time, the presently ruling president will be our permanent totalitarian ruler of the United States. And folks, I think that's what they're planning to do. The Bush crime family, the Cheney, is a puppet of Cheney. Cheney is higher up on the criminal, international criminal scale than the Bush crime family. Okay, and so he is the president of the United States behind the scenes, pulling the strings of puppet boy George Bush. So if martial law is declared at any time, the president will be our totalitarian ruler for good, and the elections will be canceled. That could happen. Of course, if they get Hitlery in there, or Obamanation, they get Obamanation in there, or Hitlery, then we're going to be under the same situation as we are under the Cheney crime family and Bush crime family, folks, identical, because they're both CFR puppets. Working for the CFR, Hitlery is a Bilderberger, and Obama is a CFR member, and their goals and their puppets of the same international criminal elite that is running our country today. So nothing will change. program Manchurian candidate as well as political and government leaders whose own personal agendas have been replaced with mind-controlled New World Order overlays will work in tandem to bring the United States under the iron-fisted rule of the Antichrist One World Government. You can bet on it, folks. So we need to get this information out. It's in our publication here, and I'll tell you how to do it. Write to us at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Now, that's easy to do. You can just put Jack McLam on it if you want to, or better yet, just put A and A, capital A, the little a and squiggly sign, and another capital A, A and A, and send that out to 115. By the way, Homeland Security's changed our address up here now, so it's no longer HC11, okay? It's 115 Patrick Henry Court. 115 Patrick Henry Court. We chose the name of our street here, our cul-de-sac, where our two police and military associations are. So it's 115 Patrick Henry Court, KAMIH, K-A-M-I-A-H, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. 83536. That's 115 Patrick Henry Court, KAMIH, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. And folks, if you write to us and get a copy of this very important newsletter that explains, I haven't gotten into it today because we don't have enough time, but all the five easy steps to creating a mind control assassin are right in here. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it shows you exactly how they do it to you and me. So be very careful if you think that you need to be psychoanalyzed, if you think you need to be put under hypnosis, I would say don't do it. I will never do it because I know exactly what they'll do to me. They'll make me out a monster. They'll make me a monster. I'll go out killing school kids or I'll go out doing something and ruin me and my work here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, Constitutional Issues for Lawmen and Soldiers. Without a doubt, that's what they'll do. So, I would say, folks, there is no psychological publication out there any better than the Holy Bible, the Word of God. And I mean that truly. Pastor John Weaver, who put out the fantastic tape, Rapture of the Wicked, he did the sermon, Rapture of the Wicked, showing how proving right out of the King James Bible that the rapture is not of God's people that's coming, but of the wicked. The wicked are going to be taken out and killed and sent to the grave and then to, what do they call it, where we all stand before the Lord, you know, not interrogated. That's a police term. We're going to stand trial before the Lord, okay? Yes, we're going to answer for what we did that God told us to do, and he'll hopefully say to you and me, good and faithful servant, here is the keys to heaven. Or he will look at you and say, why didn't you do what I told you to do in the Holy Scriptures, Psalms 94:16? Why did you not rise up against the evildoers? Why did you not stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Why didn't you try to occupy this land until I returned? And you're going to say, well, my preacher told me that I can't say anything against government because all evil governments of God. So I didn't say anything against my evil government. I just let Satan take over because after all, the preacher told me I was leaving next week anyway, getting the heaven out of here in the secret rapture. But folks, that's not going to wash with the Lord. You know why? Because you didn't read the Bible yourself. If you read the Bible yourself and you go to Luke 17, I think it's 27 and 28, God will tell you, Jesus Christ himself tells you right in there, that the rapture is not going to be of the saints. It's going to be of the wicked ones. He tells you right in Luke 17, 27 and 28. I think that's right, where he tells you when the disciples ask him, when he said that two women would be grinding together, one taken, one left, two men would be in the field, one taken, one left, two men would be in bed, one taken, one left. And the disciples ask him, Lord, where are these people taken that are taken out, that are snatched out? And he says, wherever the body is, there is where the eagles will be gathered together. And all throughout the Holy Bible, folks, eagles eat carcasses. They eat flesh. They eat dead bodies. And that's what Jesus said to the disciples, and he doesn't lie. He says, these people that were taken out, and we were always told that was a rapture of the saints. But Jesus said to the disciples when they asked, they wanted to know where these people were taken that were snatched out. And he says, wherever the body is, there is where the eagles will be gathered together. And we've got about five other places in the Bible where they talk about eagles gathering together. And they're the vultures of the Bible, folks. They eat dead carcasses. Okay? Be right back and get back into this creating these Operation Open Eyes mind control assassins, folks, when we get back. Hang on there. I think I'll go to some callers if we have some callers on the line. That's what I'll do. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
just wanted to remind you folks, you need to read this five levels of programming to turn you or me or anybody, especially them in prison, into clear eyes assassins and or bombers or shooters. And you need to read this and get it into the hands of friends and relatives and associates, folks. You can print out those few pages, about four pages there, in this Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter, and get it out into the hands of our brothers and sisters out across the nation so that they know when they hear of these assassinations in schools and the person always kills himself, that is the programming. That's exactly the programming. And he'd like to get kids that have been on drugs, because then they can point to the drugs and say, that's the reason he did it. Okay, let's go to George in Florida real quick. Brother George, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Jack?
Doing okay, brother.
You know, the thing is, I ran into a couple police officers, and I told them about this gun bill. You know, if you're veterans, you might lose your police certification. You might have to turn your guns.
That's right.
And the thing is, I tell them, I said, well, when Andrea Yates drowned her four kids in the bathtub, they weren't calling for background checks if you wanted to get a bathtub installed in your house, did they?
No, that's true.
I said, and I just told them, basically, I said, government lately has proven to me that we can't trust the government just to have guns. And, you know, when you look at the that woman dumping that paraplegic out of his wheelchair like a wheelbarrow, you know, just proves you can't, government cannot be trusted.
That's right.
And the thing is, I went to a Republican meeting, public meeting, and there was a guy, he's about in his early 60s, and he's running for county sheriff. And they had all these police chiefs, and they're decked out, like claiming to be Republicans. And he had, 2 years ago, he had all his property, his motorhome, his house, his bank accounts, all his assets seized and confiscated because he went to the bank for $3,000. He's going to take his motorhome up to Alaska, and the cops seized everything because there was traces of cocaine on the cash he took from the bank.
Yeah.
And when he was firing red, he said, I'm running for county sheriff. None of these law enforcement officers looked him in the eye. They all stared at the table. And the thing is, he says, if I become sheriff, I said, I'm going to start arresting and jailing cops and saying, I'm going to get those nonviolent offenders out of the jail, and I'm going to jail police officers.
Well, there's a lot of officers out there. When I was on the Phoenix Police Department, we were given orders to do things immoral and illegal, even 20 years ago when I was a cop in Phoenix, and so it's much worse today.
And the thing is, police officers, a police officer owns his house. Police officer owns his motorhome. And the cash that was confiscated was never admitted in as evidence. And the thing is, he went to court and they found it was all unfounded. But guess what? They don't give you your property back.
No, that's true.
And he says, I'm running for sheriff. He says, I'm going to run for sheriff. He said, this insanity has to stop. And the thing is, these police officers said, well, you don't have the credentials of the Fraternal Order of Police. I say, how hard is it to tell your police officers, leave people alone?
Yeah. Okay, brother. Well, I hear the music out there. Well said, George. Thank you, brother. And thank you for your activism, George, and all the listeners out there for your activism. God bless you. Have a great day, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, brothers and sisters. Good day.